the Prime Minister's office has accidentally invited a journalist along to a private strategy meeting. How embarrassing. Mark Di Stefano, the political editor at BuzzFeed Australia, was sent a calendar invite from an email account called Malcolm Turnbull Diary. Now, Mark was told to come to the Prime Minister's parliamentary office at 1:30 today to discuss a joint announcement with the Leader of the House, Christopher Pyne. Only problem is, he's a journalist, and it wasn't supposed to be sent to him. Mark Di Stefano, the political editor at BuzzFeed Australia, is on the line. Mark, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
Don't you hate it when you send the email to the wrong person?
Yeah, and look, I think I have a lot of sympathy for the Prime Minister's office and the diary people, because I'm sure all your listeners agree. You know, sometimes you might start writing the name of one person and there'll be a whole lot of marks in your address book, so you just think that you clicked the right one, and in the end, you don't. But the issue at the heart of the story is that they actually sent it to my private personal email address. So there's still a lot of mystery surrounded how the hell did my personal email address get into the personal book of personal diary.
Oh, come on, mate. Everyone's got your personal email address.
Yeah, and look, I think it was a very interesting email to get last week. And so I decided to show up at 1:30 today, and the press secretary is all scrambled and freaked out because they weren't obviously expecting me to show up and ask what the announcement was about.
I love this. So just let me recap. So instead of you emailing back or saying, look, I think this went to the wrong person, you turned up at the private strategy meeting. Tell me what happened when you arrived at the PM's office.
Yeah, well, I thought at one point in the lead up to it, I thought maybe I actually genuinely was invited and they wanted to brief me on something. So I did show up, and the press secretaries didn't believe me what I was telling them. So I just showed it on my phone, and they went behind closed doors for about 30 minutes. So I just sort of sat awkwardly in the Prime Minister's office, just opposite the office secretary, just sitting there waiting. And then they emerged after 30 minutes talking, and they said, oh, you know, this is not a story. This is, you know, it was just a simple mistake. But I still go back to the fact that this is actually, and the interesting sub sort of plot to this story is that Malcolm Turnbull runs a private server. This was his diary uses the email address that is linked to an @turnbull.com.au, which is a family server. And as I'm sure a lot of nerds of politics know,
Hillary Clinton.
Over in the US, this is a huge issue, the using of private servers to store highly classified emails and information. So, you know, I've spoken to a few people in the former Gillard and Rudd government, and they've said that they weren't operating private emails at the same time. But it's interesting that Malcolm Turnbull, somebody who probably, you know, does have a lot of interest business-wise, that sort of thing, he actually is organising his political events, even at Parliament House, through that private server.
Well, I love that it took them half an hour to come out and say, Mark, sorry, we sent that to the wrong person. And I love the fact that you turned up. Many others wouldn't, but you did. Mark, now listen, can you just sort something for me? Di Stefano or Di Stefano?
Di Stefano. Mark, right. Di Stefano.
I've stuffed that up before. I won't again. Mark Di Stefano. Great to talk to you, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben Fordham.
Okay, Mark Di Stefano from BuzzFeed, their political editor. So there you go. An email that went to the wrong address. It came from @turnbull.com.au address. So instead of Malcolm Turnbull's .gov.aph, I think they have .au, Australian Parliament House, it came from a private email address. A private Turnbull family email address @turnbull.com.au. I won't give the full address. Others can do that. But yes, a little faux pas from the PM's office today.